In a major PR move, American and United Airlines cap ticket prices to many cities Southwest serves. Hey, there is one soda that's riding the wave of popularity, and you'll never guess which one it is. New housing data tanks Wall Street. We'll share that story with you. Wait, what's this about? Thursday night football may be leaving Amazon Prime? Could it be true? It is the fastest growing grocery store chain in the U.S., and now middle class families are noticing. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the U.S. still is the pits when it comes to paid time off. No, really. You'll never guess who comes in at the bottom of the list. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're along with us again today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. Easy to find. We're at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this should be something many airline passengers will remember for some time. Southwest Airlines has canceled thousands of flights, and passengers have been left scrambling to find a way home, often booking flights that cost thousands of dollars. Enter American and United Airlines, who announced they have capped prices to select cities that are, interestingly enough, served by Southwest. Although it didn't specifically mention Southwest, American implied the price caps were designed to help the melted-down airline customers get home. American Airlines notified customers about the price caps in a series of tweets directed at people who posted screenshots of $1,000 flights. One traveler posted a screenshot showing flights from San Diego to Orlando with American, Delta, and United fares that cost more than $2,000. The passenger was looking to rebook a canceled Southwest flight. This is what American tweeted, quote, "We're doing our part to help get people where they need to be, and we're putting a cap on fares for selected cities," end quote. The cap runs through Saturday and applies in many of the U.S. and Latin American markets where Southwest also flies. United spokesperson Josh Fried could not immediately specify a dollar amount for the cap. By all measures, soda sales in the U.S. are, well, flat. But there is one standout. Dr. Pepper is the odd one out. It doesn't have the popularity or the sales of Coca-Cola or Pepsi. You can't use it in a standard cocktail, and it doesn't fall neatly into a category like cola or root beer. For decades, the peppery soda has marketed its blend of 23 flavors as a unique choice for discriminating soda drinkers. Over the years, Dr. Pepper has found success as a quirky alternative to Coke and Pepsi. Dr. Pepper soda grew its dollar share by 9% from 2003 to 2021, compared to a 26% drop in the carbonated soft drinks category. Today, Dr. Pepper is the fourth most popular soda in the country after Coke, Pepsi, and Mountain Dew. Founded back in 1885 in Waco, Texas, Dr. Pepper was the first in a wave of 19th century upstart soda companies. The drink was invented by Charles Alderton, a pharmacist at a drugstore owned by Wade Morrison, who is credited with patenting the drink and naming it. Legend has it that Morrison named the beverage after one Charles Pepper. That would be the father of a woman he loved, hoping the gesture would facilitate a match. That's the tale, anyway, on the Dr. Pepper website. But Joy Sumar Smith, associate director of the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco, said there are several origin stories, and this one doesn't quite hold up. By the time that Morrison came across Dr. Pepper, he was married and had a son, said Sumar Smith. Coca-Cola was created back in 1886. Pepsi was invented in the 1890s, but got its name in 1898. Today, Dr. Pepper trails behind Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, but it's narrowing the gap. By volume, Coca-Cola controlled about 40% of the U.S. retail market in the first 9 months of this year, followed by PepsiCo with about 29% and Dr. Pepper with roughly 25%. All of that according to Beverage Digest's data. You know, even before the release of new housing data, the three major indexes were on track to end the session lower. But then, the report on the housing market doused any hope of a recovery. According to the National Association of Realtors, pending home sales fell for the sixth straight month in November as high interest rate environments continued to weigh on home buying activity. Luxury home sales slumped 38% for the 3 months through November as an uncertain environment burdened the market, although home buyer demand is starting to inch back as interest rates start to fall. The impact on the markets? Well, I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Well, here's some shocking news, at least for those of us addicted to Thursday Night Football on Prime. Android Headlines is reporting that Thursday Night Football could be headed to a standalone sports app from Amazon instead of being built into the Prime Video app. Amazon's CEO, Andy Jassy, has mentioned before that the company is not done spending on sports rights. And even though they lost out on NFL Sunday Ticket to Google's YouTube, there's still more rights coming up. And therefore, Amazon thinks it's smarter to build a standalone app for sports. Now, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered here. Like, would the sports app still be part of Prime Video or be a separate subscription? It is likely it would be a separate subscription due to how much sports rights cost these days. After all, Amazon is paying $1 billion per season for a decade of Thursday Night Football, and that's just one game per week, typically anyway. It's also unclear when this app is going to launch. It does sound like Amazon is in the early stages of building the app, so it might not be anytime soon. It also sounds like there's still a lot of kinks to be worked out. Well, it is now the fastest-growing grocery store chain in the U.S., and middle-class families are helping make that a reality. Business Insider is reporting that Aldi, the German discount chain famous for its low prices, is the country's fastest-growing grocer for the third year running. Last year, Aldi gained 1 million new customers and saw sales at its existing store, well, rise by double digits. And it's just not low-income shoppers looking for bargains. Aldi said at a media event back in September that it's seen a rise in middle-class shoppers, which it defines as households earning between $50,000 and $100,000 a year, as well as high-income customers. Aldi, which has about 2,200 stores across 38 states, almost always has the lowest prices for core products like bread, milk, and eggs. Scott Patton, Aldi's vice president of national buying, said in September that its fruit and vegetable prices are between 20% and 40% lower than at competitors. So, how did Aldi get so cheap? Well, it's down to thousands of strategic, intentional decisions to keep prices low. Analysts, experts, and an Aldi superfan broke down the strategy that helped the store win over middle-income America. For example, it's their lock on private labels. Now, you won't find many of your favorite brands in Aldi. It calls itself a private label trailblazer, and its own brand products make up more than 90% of the items it sells. That's a much bigger proportion than rivals like Costco, Walmart, and Kroger. Then there is something called the treasure hunt of shopping. Aldi sells rotated, limited-time items, known as Aldi Finds, in the U.S., which are added each week. They're available for a much shorter time than similar products at other retailers, typically for just 2 weeks in U.S. stores. And they aren't restocked when they sell out. The products can range from food, housewares, clothing, and seasonal items to unexpected things like gardening equipment and pet accessories. So customers never really know what treasures they might find, and that keeps them coming back. And then there's the idea of keeping things small. The footprint of a majority of Aldi stores is only 22,000 square feet, 12,000 square feet of which are used as the sales floor. And finally, not only do Aldi employees do everything from stocking to checkout, which keeps labor costs down, the company doesn't have to pay employees to go out and round up shopping carts. You want one? Deposit a quarter to get one and get your quarter back when you return the cart. Simply brilliant. And now you know. It was a rough day on Wall Street as the Dow sank by over 365 points, much of that coming in the final hour of the trade to end the day at 32,875. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ fell by 139 points to close out at 10,213, and the S&P 500 was off by 46 points to settle at 3783. Housing concerns and recession fears gripped the traders. By the way, West Texas Intermediate crude fell by 75 cents to end the day at $78.78 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with paid time off in the U.S. Americans are missing out when it comes to vacation days, coming in second on a list of the countries with the lowest amount of annual leave. That's according to a report from Resume.io. Typically, workers in the U.S. get just 10 days off per year following 1 year of work. It's hard to believe that's not the lowest amount. That honor goes to Micronesia, where workers get 9 days off. And if that's not bad enough, the report also revealed 50% of U.S. workers are not taking any vacation time at all, which is undoubtedly fueling the nation's rampant burnout. The American Psychological Association says 27% of U.S. adults are so stressed they cannot function. So, question is, how are you feeling? All right, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.